Praised be Jesus and Mary. We commemorate today St. Romuald, who was born in Ravenna in northern Italy in the 10th century. He had a troubled youth. He witnessed quarrels in his family, and actually what triggered his conversion was witnessing his father in a dispute over some property with a relative, with an uncle, which ended in a duel, and which ended in his father taking the life of his uncle, actually. Seeing this violence in the family, and this tremendous sin of his father, made him wake up to the reality of sin and the necessity to run away from it, the necessity to serve God and to abide by his commandments. And he dedicated himself to God in an absolute and in a radical way. He embraced the hermit's life and for many years traveled through various lands, seeking solitude and establishing small monasteries while directing himself to a life of perfection by the practice of virtues. He fought strenuously against the depraved habits of the monks of his day, reforming monasteries, founding new ones, observant monasteries. And towards the end of his life, he even had the great grace and consolation of seeing his own father convert and abandon his own worldly way of life, his own worldly pursuits, and embrace the monastic way of life as well. His father wavered a little bit, was about to go back into the world, but thanks to the support, the prayers of his son, St. Romuald, he persevered and died a holy death. St. Romuald himself died around the year 1027. And like any saint, like any great canonized saint, St. Romuald was one of those figures in the history of the church of great magnitude that our Lord lifts up, raises up when the church is in need of a great model of holiness, a great model of absolute conversion, radical conversion, total dedication to God, a holiness of a magnitude that's above the ordinary. And though we have to imitate the saints, we can't duplicate them. And that's not how we are supposed to imitate the saints anyway, not by duplicating them, but by pondering how their example applies to our life, how we too, in our circumstances, in our day and age, in our life, can make the same radical choices, the same radical conversion to God, and the same absolute dedication to Him. Which could mean many things. It could mean one of the things that our Lord speaks of in today's gospel could mean a radical act of faith and divine providence in our lives, maybe in the midst of difficulties and trials and in the midst of trials for our faith, clinging to that faith that God is present. He makes His sun rise on the just and the unjust, on the bad and the good, and He's there in our lives, and clinging radically and absolutely to that faith. Making that choice to love our enemies, to love and pray for those who persecute us and who make maybe our lives miserable. Making that choice to show Christian charity to those who maybe don't show any to us. Having that absolute and unshakable trust that we are God's children and He looks after us. It can mean any of these things or something else, because that radical conversion is as different as there are as different are our lives one from the other. What we all have to pursue is that total commitment to God that the saints give us an example of, and we have to answer to our Lord's call to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And again, we're not called to duplicate the saints. That could be discouraging. We're actually called to do something perhaps even a bit more difficult. Realize how in our lives, in our circumstances, with the people that we live with the difficulties that we face, we have to make the same radical and absolute choices in our lives, in our circumstances, with God's help. Hearing that call, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect, and having the faith and the trust that we too can answer it in the same radical way, in the same degree, and with that same love and zeal that the saints had. Praised be Jesus and Mary.